This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, I think this circus of baseless allegations against Brett Kavanaugh has really discredited and perhaps has collapsed the Me Too movement. Now, just for background, the Me Too movement was a movement of women coming forward and saying that they had been sexually harassed in the past. They had been silenced all these years, and the movement was mostly about Hollywood figures and people like Bill Cosby, who was date raping apparently dozens of women and who has now been convicted to many years in prison, by the way. So there is, of course, a lot of truth to the Me Too movement and a lot of women who had been raped and who had been silent but were coming out. However, these accusations against Brett Kavanaugh show that the Me Too movement can also be weaponized to make false allegations against really incredibly gentlemanly, upstanding citizens like Brett Kavanaugh, who's kind of a nerd slash geeky guy and is one of the most upstanding citizens that you'd ever meet in your life. And this is what people who know him have said. And, you know, hundreds of people have signed letters supporting him, people who knew him in high school and in college and in his professional life. He's endorsed by just about everyone that he's ever worked with. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone more impressive and more of a gentleman than Brett Kavanaugh. You know, he's a rare individual. And yet, even he can be smeared by women who have, frankly, zero credibility when you start prying into their accusations. For example, this one woman who's represented by Attorney Avenatti, she came forward and said that, well, she was at parties and she saw lines of high school boys lining up to gang rape women, and that she saw Brett Kavanaugh at one of those parties. And yet, then it turns out that this woman was an adult when she was at the parties. So she was 18 years or older as an adult going to high school parties and seeing, in her own words, massive gang rapes of women, and she did not call the police? And she was the only adult there? I mean, you see, these accusations very quickly begin to fall apart. And it shows the danger of the Me Too movement, which essentially says that women must always be believed. Now, if you really dig into to that claim, it throws due process out the window, because if you say that women must always be believed, then what you're saying is, despite any evidence or due process or cross-examination or anything, I mean, this idea that women must always be believed, regardless of whether they're telling the truth or not, is absurd. And it will spell the downfall of the Me Too movement, by the way, which I think is crumbling right now as this is happening against Brett Kavanaugh. Because the Me Too movement contradicts this very idea that every person deserves to face their accuser. And that goes for men or women. It's equal justice under the law, which means we all have an equal opportunity to defend ourselves against allegations. And that's a universal justice idea that I think appeals to virtually all rational-minded individuals. If someone accuses you of something, you should have the opportunity to face that accuser and to rebut that accusation or present evidence in your defense. And yet, what we're being told about Brett Kavanaugh by the Democrats is that the mere accusation of a woman automatically means you're guilty, means that no due process is required anymore. You don't need to have a court or a fair hearing, or even, you don't even need cross-examination of the accuser, according to these Democrats, because merely being accused by a woman makes you instantly guilty without any question. That is absurd, and it runs contradictory to the very foundations of Western civilization. You can't have a civilized society under that kind of rule system where just because a woman accuses somebody of something, then what, are they automatically arrested and sent to prison without any due process? Their life is destroyed without any ability to present information in their own defense? And the accuser is never cross-examined? because that's what the Democrats are now demanding. In fact, Christine Blasey Ford has said that part of her demands for testifying before the U.S. Senate are that she cannot be cross-examined by any senator who does not already believe her story. Well, wait a minute. And she also said that Brett Kavanaugh has to testify first, and then afterwards she will lay out her accusations, and that Brett Kavanaugh should not be allowed any opportunity to respond to her accusations. So she's trying to rewrite the rules of law, the rules of how a hearing works. And she might as well ask for a foot massage too from every senator. You know, get her nails done. I mean, have a shampoo while she's at it. It's absurd that she thinks that she can rewrite the rules of the Senate. No. If you have accusations against someone, yes, you get the opportunity to lay those out, but then that person has the opportunity to respond. And guess what? You're going to be cross-examined. You're going to be cross-examined by people who rightly will ask you questions like, hey, well, how many times did you pass out drinking in parties in high school? How many high school boys did you have sex with? Why didn't you report this to the police when it happened? You know, lots of questions that need to be asked of not just Blasey Ford, but also the other, I guess there's two other accusers, both of whom their stories completely fall apart under scrutiny. And apparently none of them think that they should have to answer any questions or undergo cross-examination. And so we have this belief system now, the Me Too movement, it seems, believes that because the accusation comes from a woman, it overrides the rule of law and that no evidence is required. And this is absurd, and it's also very, very dangerous. And it's dangerous, by the way, to women who were actually sexually assaulted or raped, who now will probably have their stories greeted with increased suspicion because of these actions of Christine Blasey Ford. I mean, Christine Blasey Ford is the girl who cried wolf. And now other women who were raped or abused or assaulted or what have you, when they come forward without any evidence, I think a lot of people right now are going to be less liable to believe them, especially if the timing is a political stunt, as we're seeing here. When we know the Democrats have promised to destroy Brett Kavanaugh no matter what it takes, and when these allegations are timed to happen right before the confirmation vote, timed to cause a circus in the U.S. Senate, to cause chaos, we know that these are dishonest allegations and dishonest tactics. And it discredits the Me Too movement for this to happen, to turn the United States Senate into this circus of false, obviously fabricated allegations, solely because the Democrats have promised to stop this Supreme Court nominee no matter what it takes. And this is where it really comes down, is that if we continue to believe every Me Too accusation, it means that the Democrats can simply destroy every man that they don't want to have power, every future president who wins an election, every future male senator, every future male Supreme Court justice, that they would all be instantly eliminated from consideration because the Democrats would just go find three or four women who would level these accusations against them without any evidence whatsoever. And no doubt this is being done right now. I have no doubt there are women who went to high school with other potential Supreme Court nominees, who are going to their psychologist right now. I'm talking about liberal Democrat activist women. They're going to their psychologist to create a record of saying, oh, when I was in high school, I was raped by this man. And they know who the Supreme Court justices are going to be because Trump has published a list. And there's the Federalist Society that has a list of judges who are likely to be considered as Supreme Court candidates. So these left-wing activist women can simply go to their psychologist today and level these false accusations to create a record so that a year down the road or 2 years or 3 years down the road, if that judge is nominated to the Supreme Court, this left-wing female activist can say, aha, he raped me when I was in high school. And I have a record of it. I spoke to a psychologist in 2016 or 2018, whatever the case may be. And the Democrats will say, see, it's been corroborated. Must be true. You see? See how that works? So they're laying the groundwork for this right now. And it is malicious. And it is so dishonest at every level. And it violates the rule of law. It violates the very foundation upon which our society rests. And if we allow these Me Too accusations that have zero evidence and zero credibility to take down Brett Kavanaugh or other men, then we're allowing mob rule to overrule the rule of law. And that's simply not acceptable. That's not the country that we live in. That's not America. We must reject these false accusations. And we must demand some basic, simple rules of evidence and due process and cross-examination when someone comes forward, especially with a story from 35 years ago, and says at the perfect time to try to block a Supreme Court nomination and says, oh, he put his mouth, his hand on my mouth. He tried to undress me when I was 17 years old at a high school party, and I got away, and it was attempted rape, and he's an attempted rapist. They say something like that. You know what? We should all say, where's the evidence? Did you file a police report? No. Where's your evidence of this accusation? So the bottom line here is, the Me Too movement has been discredited by these women and these Democrat operatives, and that's very sad because there was value in the Me Too movement, but now it has sadly become a political weapon, and that discredits everyone who comes forward under that label. We must respect the process of justice for all people, men and women, and when people come forward and make these very, very harsh accusations that destroy lives and destroy families and destroy careers, they need to have evidence. Otherwise, we should reject their accusations and move forward with the confirmation of people like Brett Kavanaugh. Stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.